The following is a paid program sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Welcome to Retire Hour, the weekly show discussing income planning, investing, tax planning, estate planning, and Medicare. Complete retirement education. Hear from our financial advisors, CPA, estate planning attorney, and Medicare advisor every week. This is Retire Hour.
Welcome into Retire Hour, the weekly show that helps you stay up to date on the ever-changing landscape of retirement. And my goodness, is it probably going to be changing? Because guys, it's morning in America, because normally, I was telling the staff before we started recording, I don't know if you guys are first-time listeners out there, or viewers, or long-time listeners, but we record these shows Wednesday morning. And we're waking up and figuring out, wow, we might know who the president is.
Yeah, they were able to make a call.
Wow.
And there wasn't a whole lot of pushback.
So no argument. I'll be giving my input on what I think Morning in America kind of is coming up here. But I want to say thank you. And this really means a lot. And again, I was saying this earlier, to if you're a listener, first-time listener, or a long-time viewer of the show, I ran into someone that I've met before here in the office, and she's not retired yet, so she can't roll her 401k here to us. But if she would want to, or if I'd have that privilege of working with her with that. But she listens to the show, and I ran into her in the lobby. And of course, it was a day I just got back from Kansas City, and I'd driven back and forth from Wichita to Kansas City, and I was in flip flops and shorts and a hoodie, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to call her Alice," and that's not a real name, but I don't have permission to talk about her. But Alice, she goes, "Thank you so much." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You were right about that Inflation Reduction Act, how it changed the prescription drugs, and how it might have an impact on your employer coverage." Because she's at an age where she's 65 and she might have to go on Medicare if her company wouldn't have credible coverage. Uh-huh. She got it in writing from HR that she has credible coverage because she wanted to make sure she was covered. And that's how this stuff is going, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's like the government's going to be changing. It's going to be going from Democratic to Republican. And now probably regulations are going to get more relaxed. Changes will happen to Medicare.
Yeah.
Changes will happen to taxes.
Yeah. Changes is going to be different.
It's all going to be different. And if you don't have a team that's helping you navigate all that stuff, you're going to have big issues. And you and I, Larry, we'll be talking here at the bottom half of the hour. We'll be talking about that team approach. And, you know, if you don't have it, what will you be missing out on? And how all these regulation and government things. So we'll be talking more with Larry Clefcorn here about that. You won't want to miss that coming up. Later, we'll be talking with Corey Hebert with Market Medicare Advisors about the shrinking drug formularies. I don't even know what that means. So I'm going to ask him, what does that mean? Can you explain what formularies is? And how is, again, these governmental regulations having an impact on your retirement, predominantly in healthcare right now? He'll be talking on some things there. Gerald Eidelman will be back with us. Maybe it's return of the Prodigal Son week.
Yeah.
You know, you got, technically, I noticed this morning. This is so weird. I'm a numbers guy. Did you realize that this is the week 45 of the year, which Donald President was the 45th president?
Yeah.
And now he was just elected the 47th president. So it's the 45th week of the year. And so 45 and 47 having some meanings this week. I don't know what that means there, but I've got a couple more numbers here to come. And you've got your fortune cookie or Powerball numbers for the week, one or another, however you do that.
Whatever works.
Something. But, you know, we'll be talking more about how this is all going to have an impact on you guys. But I want to stress inflation. Because what I noticed immediately this morning in the bond market is this huge jump in the 10-year yield. And that drives a lot of borrowing costs, guys. And as a retirement advisor, it's my job to advise my clients to say, hey, this is what I'm seeing. These are the adjustments we need to be making. And if you're not getting things from that like that from your investment advisor, you need to be questioning yourself and saying, well, what am I paying this person for? If they're just keeping me in the same investments that I've been in, the 60% stocks, the 40% bonds, or all these ETFs, or these baskets of stocks, or whatever, why am I paying this advisor if they've kept me in the same exact things? Because certainly, our economy and our world is changing, and it's certainly changed again this morning with, in a big way, surprising, definite way. Didn't certainly think we'd be knowing Wednesday morning who the president was. I had speculated right. that this might be another drawn out thing.
And I think part of the reason it's so definite is he also won the popular vote.
That was again another shock.
Uh-huh.
It's just wow. I mean, some people are calling that a mandate. I think that has some consequences to it. I don't know that the mandate's there because they're not going to have 60 votes in the Senate. Yeah, they're going to have a Senate majority, but you still need a 60 vote majority to do a lot of things. And he wants to make a lot of tax changes. And there's a lot of deficit hawks that are saying, hey, we got to do some things.
Right.
I don't know that he has the votes to extend the tax cuts, in my opinion. But I think in some shape, form, or fashion, I think it's safe to say taxes will be changing.
And then not to mention Social Security.
You are exactly right. And that is the bigger fire, really. Mm-hmm. And they'll be all screaming about all the other fancy things that they campaigned on, because that's what politics do.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, hey, we've got the debt. We've got Social Security. And the moron Fed will probably be, I mean, again, we record this show on Wednesday. I don't know what they're going to do, but I speculate that they're probably going to lower rates. Hmm. And you have an increase in yield on the 10-year today, and the Fed lowers rates tomorrow. You had a higher than expected ISM rating this week, the industry, the factory orders. And it's like, wait a minute, inflation's not really dead, and you're lowering rates? Have we seen this movie before? I mean, I'm 42 years old. I wasn't old enough to really know what was going on. I just follow history because I think you can learn a lot from history. I mean, guys, I don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things in history I wish we didn't have to go through. But if we don't learn from our mistakes, we're destined to repeat them, folks. And I'm seeing like a setup of Reagan-esque where it's like we have all this debt now. We've printed all this money. Inflation is not subsiding. It looks like it's fact picking back up, and they're looking at lowering rates. Hamas has hostages, tomato, mm-hmm. tomato.
Still.
Yeah, right? It's really, have we not been here before? I feel like we've been here before. And you think about all the money we've printed. There's $6 trillion sitting in money markets pre-election. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after the election because it means right. Wednesday morning. $6 trillion sitting in money markets. You don't think that's going to go into the money in the stock market. You don't right. think it's going to go into small business enthusiasm spending. You don't think it's going to go into people saying, hey, I'm going to invest. I'm going to buy real estate. I'm going to do this. And you don't think that's going to cause inflation. And if you're not working with a team that can help you navigate all these issues, guys, reach out to have a 15-minute phone call with us just to see if you could benefit from going through our full-blown MAG report. But just schedule a 15-minute call, just maybe if you have just a couple questions too. We'd love to hear from you. And you can do that by reaching out at 833-MAG-REPORT. That's 833, the letters M-A-G, that's for Market Advisory Group, report. That's our process where we take you through an in-depth step. It's a three-appointment process. The first one's where we just get to know you a little bit. The second one's where we go over an analysis of your current holdings, what you're being charged in fees, your risks, your tax consequences. And then the third one's where we show you the tweaks and the adjustments that we might make to address any of those concerns that we identify in the first or second appointments with you. But again, if you're only needing that 15-minute call, reach out and give us a call at 833-MAG-REPORT, or you can go over to the website at retirehour.com or marketadvisorygroup.com. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Julie Newton from Kansas City right after this.
Are you worried about your retirement? Do you have an entire team looking out for your investments, taxes, estate plans, and healthcare? At Market Advisory Group, we have professionals in all four areas available to give you the help you need for your future. Find out why our team approach can give you confidence in your plan moving forward with a free consultation. Call 833-MAG-PLAN. That's 833-MAG-PLAN. Or visit marketadvisorygroup.com. Market Advisory Group, invested in you.
Welcome back into Retire Hour, the weekly show that helps you stay up to date on the ever-changing landscape of retirement. And guys, it is ever-changing. as Wednesday morning here is when we record the show. I don't normally broadcast that, but Wednesday mornings, if you guys are long-term listeners, if you ever wondered what day of the week we record it, we record them in our studios here. Maybe we should have an open house where if anyone wants to come by and watch the recording of the show, they could, we could do that right there in the lobby. We do it technically live.
Have cups of coffee and,
and cater it.
Danishes.
Maybe we should do that one time for next year for our 10-year anniversary. We should have that as a thing. We'll have to put that together and invite you guys here to see us in the studio if you'd like, and we'll even cater in breakfast for you guys, and we'd love to meet you guys. But we thank you for listening, and again, saying I met a listener, Alice, because Alice likes to go down the rabbit hole. She's a big researcher, and she really is thorough, and I gave her kudos for listening to the show and using that practical application. And we're going to go up to Kansas City now and talk to Julie Newton in Kansas City, our advisor up there. It looks like we're having some video issue this morning.
Well, yeah, just a little bit. My computer does not want to cooperate.
I'm glad we got you by audio. So I was telling you before the store, or before we started recording this morning, you and I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and we've actually been consoling people if their candidate didn't win, and we're sorry for that, but I just want to express that I think there's a true concern out there, and anyone that that feels my sentiment, you need to reassure your friends and family out there that it's going to be okay, and we're going to support them, and we're going to make sure their voices are heard too, and we're going to stand for them. But I know you probably echo me on those sentiments, Julie, don't you?
Definitely. That's one of the things that I think we've kind of devolved into when it comes to this kind of stuff. The number of people that I have talked to in the last, 6 months or so, who are absolutely or have been absolutely panicked about what's going to happen. It's like, oh my gosh, this election's coming up, the market's going to crash, or inflation's going to take off, or, we don't know what's going to happen. And so people have been really super panicked about that. And I think that's one of the things that, we are in the position to do is to reach out to our friends, but also to our clients, the people we work with day in and day out, or new people coming to us who are worried about their future. Spoke with a gal just last week. She's 59 years old. She's got the majority of her savings, her retirement money is in a pre-tax plan. And all of a sudden she's panicked about what's going to happen. What am I going to do? What if this candidate wins? What if that candidate wins? And it's kind of interesting to sort of watch people who haven't been thinking about their retirement because they're not that close. I mean, she's planning to work another 6-7 years or so. So she's got some time, but now younger and younger people are starting to panic and say, is it too early for me to think about retirement? Is it okay to start having those questions? I don't know what my future is going to look like, but like you say, here we are, it's Wednesday morning in America, and we've got to address these issues for folks. And now's a good time to start thinking about your retirement, no matter what the age. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, because whether you're in pre-retirement mode and your savings, that might have one tax kind of strategies or advantages to your situation. And then when you kind of start shifting gears into pre-retirement years, there's things you need to be considering investment-wise, looking at Social Security, those options. No matter where you're at in the retirement phase, whether you've already been retired and you've been on Medicare, one administration, the Democratic government's going to be running Medicare this way, and then when the Republicans get in charge, there's probably going to be changes and reforms, and you're probably going to need someone to help you navigate how that changes and impacts you. This stuff is never static. And that's the unfortunate part. And if people aren't engaged in this team approach, where they have someone that helps them with their taxes, their estate planning needs, their assets, and their medical issues, then how are they really even going to stand a chance when these government changes, maybe for the better for tax-wise, maybe for the better on investment performance, maybe on the better for different things for the economy, but those are going to have inflation consequences, right?
Absolutely. And, that's one of the things that, leading up to this moment, people were like, oh, well, we've had inflation, we've had this market volatility, protect, 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 protect. And even the folks who supported the current president-elect, they weren't, you know, they weren't thinking about what might happen. And you make a very valid point. You know, we have a very huge potential for inflation to take off again. And then, you know, what are you going to do? Someone like the lady I spoke with last week, who's been in the same investments for, she admitted, 10, 15 years. Are those investments really going to do what you need them to do if that inflation takes off again? Are you working with a team who can help you get that estate plan put together? Because that's a big deal right there.
You know, you bring up a good point, that 10-year-old investment strategy there. I mean, I think you said she had it was from a qualified domestic relations order, or a divorce, looked right. like, that she'd done nothing with. But sometimes I think that's the saver mentality. They put it out of sight, out of mind. And I respect that they have to have that mentality to have to save. But sometimes that does them some detriment, because they're not paying attention to it. And if you're just in a money market making 4 or 5%, yeah, good for you. You're barely treading water. And because, yes, you're scared of what might happen in the market, but you want that price of liquidity. If you're willing to trade some liquidity, you and I both know we have different bond alternatives out there that offer some pretty healthy potential rate of returns, but there's some trade-offs in everything, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. I mean, I'm proof of that. I love Freddy's frozen custard, and I'm up a hoodie size this winter.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you can't have everything exactly as you want it. It's not a perfect world. You can't just, what is the old phrase, set it and forget it? You know, that was the big TV promotion thing they used to do. You can't do that. You've got to be working with that team who's looking out for you, who's taken into consideration, hey guys, yeah, you may be happy with who won, you may not be, but you may think, okay, inflation's gonna settle out. That's not necessarily the case. And are you positioned to weather that the best way possible if you're sitting in the same investments for 10, 15 years and you don't wanna make a change?
And I echo all of that with the addition of, and make sure, guys, if your friends and family, if maybe their person or their party didn't win, reach out to them, guys. You have an obligation as your neighbor, a biblical spiritual obligation to take care of our neighbors and our loved ones and say, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to make sure your voice is heard too. We're going to make sure nothing happens to you guys just because you don't agree with anything. Don't worry, guys. We're America. We're one America together. We all need to love one another. And guys, if you need a team approach helping you navigate these changes in whatever phase you're in retirement, reach out and schedule a 15-minute phone call with us at 833-MAG-REPORT. That's 833. The letters MAG stands for Market Advisory Group. Report, and that stands for our process, the Retirement Evaluation Report, Other Risks and Taxes. And we go through that in a 3-appointment process, but oftentimes people just need that 15-minute phone call, and we'd love to have that chit chat with you by phone before needing to go through maybe that full-blown 3-appointment process in any of our offices across Kansas City or Wichita or virtually. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Larry Clefcorn and myself talking about this team approach and why you need it in this changing administration. Stay tuned.
Are your healthcare prices going to change? Market Medicare Advisors can help you review any changes to your plan. We are determined to help make your Medicare as simple and understandable as possible. And you can schedule an appointment with one of us to review any changes or if there's a better plan out there for you. Call Market Medicare Advisors at 844-4-MEDI-HELP. That's 844-4-MEDI-HELP. Or visit marketmedicareadvisors.com.
Welcome back into Retire Hour, the weekly show that helps you stay up to date on the ever-changing landscape of retirement. And we've been talking this week, if you guys have been listening or if you're just tuning in because you've been out running your errands on the weekend or doing whatever you do, however you get your Retire Hour, we appreciate how you tune in every week. We hear from our listeners regularly, In fact, we've got a listener question coming up later in the show for Gerald Eidelman. Return of the Prodigal Son. Like I said, maybe that's just the theme of the week.
Right.
Return of the Prodigal Son this week. But Gerald's back with us, so we're glad to have him back. But we got Larry Clefcorn here, and you're the one that actually came up with the TEAM approach, the Taxes Estate Planning
the
Asset.
The acronym.
Yeah, the acronym. And you're like, you came in one morning and looked like you'd been smacked upside the head by a 2x4, and you're like, I don't know why I hadn't thought of this earlier. And
right.
It was right there all along. But yeah, that's a great acronym, that TEAM approach. And you know, if you have this government changing from Democrat, because let's face it, they've been pushing the Inflation Reduction Act, which has done nothing to reduce inflation.
Right, well,
but
it's meant to.
Had tons of changes with Medicare in there, and that's having reverberations right now on people's retirement healthcare plans. Now you're going to have another administration come in, probably repeal some of those things, change some of those things. It's going to have changes. We know taxes will probably be changing. That'll probably have an impact on estate taxes then. So we've got, let's see, then, oh, inflation, so that impacts the assets. You've got the whole acronym right there of people that, if people are not getting this TEAM approach that we preach that people need to get, they need to get it in a hurry because there's going to be impacts wherever you're at in retirement stages, right?
That's right. And, you know, rarely do I meet with someone that in the first or second meeting, there isn't a need to call in one of our other specialists. So yesterday, for instance, just meeting with someone and they'd been a client for a while. And, you know, one of the questions came up about Medicare. Now, a lot of times I'll know the answer, but I also know I should leave it to the person that is really immersed in it, one of our Medicare advisors. But this was one that I wasn't for sure of myself. And so, since we're in open enrollment, guess who was busy?
The
guys
Medicare
that
people.
We needed.
Right, yeah. Right. Bad timing, but they still, I'm sure, found a way to come in.
Yes. And, it gave the client great relief because even though it was just one particular topic having to do with Medicare, and that's not really why they were here, it was great to have that relieved off of their mind.
So isn't that interesting? Oftentimes, just like you said, someone will come in, they have a concern, and I'm not downplaying what that concern is at all, but normally that's just like sometimes even a symptom, or it's maybe even one concern, and there balloons into so many others. Mm-hmm. And we find that out when we take people through that MAG report process. When we, in the first appointment, when we get to know them, figure out what's going on, where their concerns are, they turn up with some documents and we get scanned copies and we do some analysis. We get back together for the second appointment. We go over those with them. Then we identify maybe even sometimes more areas that they had no idea that they should be concerned about.
Right.
That's so the common theme. Uh-huh. And that's what happened right here where the Medicare actually was an issue that you're like, we need to get an expert in here and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. And if it's not medical related, you know, obviously taxes seem to come up more than anything.
They do. Those little buggers do. Yeah. And, you know, as much as they try and eliminate the tax code, remember, and I'm not picking on Trump, but he said he wanted to make it where he could file on a postcard.
Yeah.
And
they
actually were trying to reduce forms. And in true government fashion, ladies and gentlemen, it actually made more paper.
That's right. That's
it's right. Like those little buggers over in the CPA division, their jobs are well protected because matter, it's never going to be one government forever. It's going to be like always changing.
Yes.
And if you don't have this TEAM approach, how could you even recommend someone navigate this? Seriously, play devil's advocate.
Oh, man.
Play devil's advocate.
I can't imagine it. If I were them, I would just feel lost. I'd be trying to think, well, who can I contact to get this information? I asked my financial advisor, but he didn't know, and he said he really isn't supposed to, you know, speculate on it. So who do I, and what do I ask him? How do I formulate the question so that I get the correct answer?
The Bible says a wise man seeks counsel.
There we go. And all you need then is a name.
Well, and if you don't have a name, we can offer one for you, and we'd love to have that conversation. And reach out to us. And maybe you're not ready to go through the full-blown three-appointment process. We get that. We don't want to rush. We just want to let you know we're a resource. And like I mentioned with Alice, we're going to call her Alice this week. I'm so appreciative of running into her in the lobby, letting me know that she listens. And I know so many of you others listen. I meet you and I appreciate that. We're so happy to be a resource for you here in retirement. That's what we want to be. And we're striving to build that media network so that you can stay up to date on the ever-changing landscape of retirement. Because it's morning in America, guys. We're going to be having a new government, a new administration, a new Congress. That's going to be changes, probably for the best in some tax ways. I think they've got a lot of math challenges there. But if you don't have a team helping you, how the heck are you going to know that you're maximizing it for your situation? We'd love to have that phone call with you. Reach out, 833-MAG-REPORT, or go on over to the website at retirehour.com or marketadvisorgroup.com. We'd love to learn more about you and answer any questions or concerns you have about the future of your retirement. We'll be right back with more.